Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Fox. JohnOFox.com. Is that right, John?
That's right.
So check that out.
The best way to look at anything that I've done is the number 10taxquestions.com.
All right. Yeah, that's where you can find out more about the books. If American really understood the income tax, that's a book that you need to have in your on your desk, not just in your library. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking, and thanks for 19 great years, too, John.
Well, you're very welcome. And the one thing that I am doing that is not simply sitting home and writing is I'm going into high schools. I've been doing it in for 3 years or so, and I give them 1 hour talk.
That's a dangerous job.
Yeah.
High school students.
I know. Nobody has guns in the high schools.
I'm not talking about guns. I'm talking about just their attitude. They'll cut you in half with their attitude.
But I'll tell you, I love the kids, and they're interested. And I tell them that your future depends upon a sane, sound tax system.
Right.
We don't have that, and it's important for you to know what reforms make sense for your future, because the future of the country depends on it.
John, you've given us an amazing and I think a very accurate track to run on. For tax reform, even though you and I disagree on the margins, if I thought we could slam dunk your ideas, I would take them in a minute. Even though some of them would hurt me probably, here's the problem, John.
Yeah.
That's not what you're describing is not what our problem is. What our problem is, we don't have any leadership. There's nobody with any guts in Washington. There's nobody. I mean, it's official. The only thing they care about, they've made this clear. There's no transparent. This is completely transparent now. All they care about is getting reelected, because if they didn't, they would have got something done this year. Because now what they're planning on doing is running a bunch of stuff through next year just before the election. In the meantime,
yeah.
We need help out here on Main Street.
No, there's no question about it. My son managed the campaign a couple of years ago of somebody new to the House of Representatives, and she was told that you're going to spend close to 3 of the 5 days of the week campaigning for money.
Yeah.
You know, but let me just run through what I think I'd like your listeners to think about. What instead of eliminating all of these provisions, tone them down. In other words, the home mortgage interest deduction, $1 million, that you can deduct the interest on a $1 million loan for a principal residence and a vacation home. Make it a basic home and limit the amount to the typical house price, and it could be regional. For the exclusion of health insurance premiums at work, cover a basic policy. Your executives all want a big policy, but let them pay for the additional, but just a basic policy. Contributions to retirement plans. Use the 401k model, not to allow. I mean, my clients put in $50,000 a year plus a defined benefit plan, but that's when I was their advocate. But in tax policy, the contribution should be, you know, what the ordinary person can do, and the rest of us will contribute without the tax benefit.
Right.
If prepared to tone down these exclusions and deductions, then demand that Congress lower the tax rates for everybody in proportion to that. And that will develop both a sense of a much fairer tax and a stronger economy. And so you get a double payoff. But the problem is, as you say, who is going to step forward and say, I'm for that? And for any member of the Senate or the Congress to be able
well,
to
we've
do
got,
that?
We've got the problem we've got right now is the leadership. The majority can't even agree on anything. We've got an opposition party that is hell bent on making sure that the other side gets no credit for anything, which the other side did the same thing when the Democrats were in control.
Yeah.
I mean, this is about what we have right now, John, is zero-sum politics.
Well, you know, but one of the real challenges is that if government is going to begin to curtail spending, what are the programs that are going to be cut? Will Medicare be cut for,
right.
you know, what our seniors
depend on? Don't you agree, though, that a lot of these things need to be pushed out to the states, let the states handle them? Is it one way to get things, to solve Washington's problem, is to take some of their power away from them?
Well, it depends what you're talking about. I mean, just take the hurricane relief.
You said Medicaid. That's a good one.
But the states have to be able to afford it, and you saw the Republican governor.
Block grants. Hey, John, I'm sorry. I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making us think all the time. Come back soon.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jim.
John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.